tell me a little about your endeavors at Legion Media. I understand it's a fan-based entertainment company. So can you tell me what it's about, what your main goals and accomplishments are?
Absolutely. So it's Legion M is the name of the company, right? And we are the world's first fan. Is that picking me up okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're the world's first fan-owned entertainment company. And so what that means is that we produce movies and TV shows and virtual reality and stuff like that. But for the first time in history, fans, like regular fans, can buy into it and own a piece. So it's kind of like buying stock in like Walt Disney Studios or something like that. But the difference is that, you know, we're kind of more like back when it was just Walt and Roy, like when it was first starting up. So it's kind of this really cool opportunity for fans to get behind the scenes and see what's happening, kind of like you would in a Kickstarter campaign. You're familiar with Kickstarter?
Yeah.
But the difference is that this isn't a donation. Like, you're literally buying stock. So if our projects are successful, you can actually make money, right? If our company blows up and becomes the next big thing in Hollywood, you can make, you know, you can make potentially a lot of money. So
what inspired you to create this, your own entertainment company? I saw that you've been in different paths of work and industry in California. So what inspired you to do this, take this step?
Well, my co-founder, Paul Scanlon, and I have, we've done this before. So this is the third company that we've co-founded. The first one was very successful. We were the first ones to launch live television on your cell phone. This was back in 2003, and at the time, and this may be hard to believe for someone of your age, but at the time, people told us, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Nobody's going to watch TV on their cell phone. Like, literally, people told us that. And you got to realize that back in those days, the cell phones were very different, right?
Yeah.
Like, people just used them for calling. The screens were about, like, that big, you know what I mean? And anyway, so we were the first ones to launch live television. Everybody told us we were stupid, and then, like, you know, a year and a half later, we won an Emmy Award for innovation. And today, as you know, plenty of people watch TV on their cell phones, movies. So, anyway, but when we built that company, there was no way for our friends and family to participate, right? And so there's a new set of laws that just went into effect called the Jobs Act that enabled this. So to get back to your question, that's really the trigger of what made this happen, is we realized that there was this first ever opportunity. Before this, it would have been illegal to do what we're doing. But there was this first ever opportunity to allow fans to really participate. And, you know, we love what happens on Kickstarter, but you can take it one step further. Like, when you actually own a piece of it, it makes the bond that much tighter. And the brilliance of it, right, the really smart part, is that if you build a company like that where you've got this massive audience of fans that are invested in the project and they've been, you know, following along from day one, and, you know, if it's a hit, they might actually make a little bit of money, it makes that project more likely to succeed, right? Because now you've got this pre-baked audience that's going to go out and they're going to, you know, come on opening night, they're going to bring all their friends, they're going to talk about it on Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
And I see you've got some starters already that have been building stock in it. I think that's, like, really cool.
Yes. Yeah.
It's interactive for fans, and like you said, there's nothing like that, like, in Hollywood these days.
Exactly.
So, and going back to your Emmy Award, Emmy for Technical Achievement in Advancing TV for your Movie TV app, were you at the Emmys?
Yes.
You actually, like, go on stage and...
We did. We went on stage, we received the Emmys, we had to walk the red carpet, and that was funny because... You know, there's all these photographers on the red carpet, and when we would walk by, they just put their cameras down and they'd sit there and wait, you know, until the next celebrity came by, and then they'd pick them up. And so we got kind of the red carpet experience, but not like the full deal.
It's still something, right?
It's still something.
So if you could adapt one comic or book or anything into a movie or TV series, what would it be?
That's a really cool question. I don't think anybody's asked that. So... what I would say is this, we have a lot of people in the Legion that are in it because they're creatives themselves, right? They're people that maybe they're in school and they want to be in the film industry someday. Or maybe they just work a job, but they're like write scripts in their spare time, like that's their hobby. And so there's a lot of people, a lot of creatives, also a lot of people that are in the industry that want to see change in Hollywood. So my answer to your question is, if I could adapt one thing into a movie, it wouldn't be like any specific, like my favorite property. It would be finding something from within that, right? This idea that there is this creativity that's all around us, and somewhere out there, there's a J.K. Rowling, right? Somebody that is a, you know, a single mom, you know, working at whatever job, and is, you know, but buried inside is this amazing story and this amazing writer. So we would love to be able to find that within the Legion and produce something of our own.
And that's what makes this an original idea, always looking for like new creative outlook, and I think that's also really cool. And how do you stay competitive with a growing business in your platform? Because there's tons of entertainment industries all popping all around like the world. So how do you stay competitive with them?
That's a great question. I mean, really, our core competitive advantage is the fact that we're owned by fans. And so, you know, the difference of having a, you know, most companies are owned either by like one person or a couple small investors, right? Or they're like a public company, like, you know, they're listed on the New York Stock Exchange, in which case they have, you know, maybe thousands or hundreds of thousands of investors. But those investors are strictly looking at them from a financial standpoint, right? Have you ever bought stock, or have you bought stock? You know,
no.
Most of the time when people buy stock, it's simply because they want the stock to go up, right? You buy the stock at $19 because you think it's going to go up to $19.50 or $20. And all it is like a way to make money. Whereas the people that are investing in us are doing it because they want to change the world, right? They want to be part of Hollywood, and they want to be a part of this wonderful thing that we're creating. And so that's an extremely powerful force. And so, you know, like I said, if when you're creating a movie, one of the biggest challenges that you face is the marketing part of it, right? And breaking through the noise. There's more content out there than you or I could watch in our entire lifetime. Like, if you sat down, you would never find the end of YouTube, because they're creating it faster than you can consume it, right? And so, you know, for a lot of content, whether it's a YouTube creator or a movie or a TV show, the hardest part is breaking above the noise, rising above the noise so that people hear you. And that's where we think that having this legion of fans, our goal, this is our logo, and the M with a bar over it is the Roman numeral for 1 million, right? Because our vision or our aspirational goal is to have 1 million shareholders in the Legion. If you have 1 million fans, right, there's nothing that you can't do. Like, literally, like, we could create any movie we wanted. We could take any property that we want to, because we've got enough of a fan base that nothing can stop us. So that's the real competitive advantage, is building that Legion.
And do you have a movie or a TV show that's currently in the progress, or are you still kind of building up your empire? Or do you
want to... Oh, our empire! I like the way you think. Well, we're very early, right? We just founded the company 6 months ago. We have released the details about one project, which is a virtual reality project with Stan Lee. Do you know who Stan Lee is?
Yes.
Okay. We're doing a virtual reality interview series where the whole idea is it's like an interview, like a nice, intimate interview, you know, where we ask Stan, like, the big questions in life, you know, like... But it's all done in virtual reality, so that when you put on the virtual reality goggles, it's the closest you can get to being in the room with Stan Lee. And so if you think about it, Stan Lee is an amazing creator, but he's just one man, right? Like, he's got millions or tens of million fans around the world. 99.999% will never have the means or the opportunity to be in the room with him, you know? And so this is an opportunity to create almost like a time capsule where, you know, we can send it to every corner of the globe. And I mean, frankly, 100 years from now, like, what? How cool would it be if you could go back in time and spend an hour with William Shakespeare or, you know, Joan of Arc or Martin Luther King or something like that. And so, you know, the idea that we can capture this and save it for future generations. So that's the first project that we've announced. And aside from that, if you go to our website, we've got a list of stuff. We're looking at a number of movies. We're looking at a number of TV shows. But it's still relatively early. And this is, you know, most of the development sort of stuff, like this, it takes years to get movies made. So, you know, it'll take some time, but we're off to a very strong start.
That's really cool, though. That's really unique and creative, I think. And it's kind of like a vocal biography of Stan Lee, which
it is. Well, it's
nice.
it's part of his legacy. So Stan is the first one, but then, you know, we're talking to other providers as well. You know, creators, world leaders, you know, people that, like, if you could spend an hour with anybody in the world, who would it be, right? So, you know, that's the question we want. Yeah. And then we want to go find those people and do this, right?
That would make an amazing series or whatever you plan to do with it. And so what has been the most rewarding? I know you're just starting out, but what has been the most rewarding part of your job, of your creed?
That's a great question. So we just finished. I don't know if you've been to our website at all. Have you seen? Okay, yeah. So we just finished this last Sunday. Raising $1 million via the Jobs Act, which I mentioned earlier. It's kind of like a Kickstarter campaign, but you're buying stock as opposed to donating your money. And so we just raised $1 million, and that was really rewarding, right? Because it doesn't matter whether it's a movie or a company or whatever. There's this amazing points where you pour your heart and soul into something to create it. Think of a movie, right? You spend years developing a movie, right? And then it comes out, and there's opening night. And that's where, like, the rubber...
My alarm went off.
That's where the rubber meets the road, right? And that's where the first time that you've put it out there, and now people are going to respond. Mm. And people may love it, they may hate it, they may not even pay attention to it, right? And so that was the point where we were 2 months ago. We've been working on this for a long time. We put so much of our own money and time into it. And we put it out there, and we're like, okay, here goes. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, we were the number one. We launched on May 16th, which was the first day that the law went into effect, right? So we were literally one of the first companies in history to do this. And at least so far, we're the most successful, right? We have the most number of investors. We've got over 3,200 investors. We've got, we raised over $1 million, right? You can only raise $1 million. There's a legal cap, so we can only raise $1 million. And we had about 1.2 or 1.3 million worth of interest. So it was literally like, we have to like tell people, I'm sorry, you can't participate. And so for us, you know, it's like I said, it's like you reach that magical moment, you put yourself out there, and, you know, we had more people, it sold out. We had more people that wanted in than we could accommodate. And so that's really rewarding. It shows that, you know, it just really resonates with fans, and people have really enjoyed it.
For sure. And then last question, I think it's simple, maybe.
Yep.
Would you ever consider writing a script? Like
me personally?
Yeah. Are you just on the business side of things?
Well, so when I was in college, I actually took a number of screenwriting. I went to UCLA and I took a number of screenwriting classes. And so I've written a script. But it's kind of funny because now that was so long ago. Like, I'm very firmly focused on the business side of things. You know, maybe someday, when the empire grows, you know, and I would love to finish it just as a creative thing. But I'm not, you know, that's, I'm focused on the business part of it. Paul and I are both focused on the business part of it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very
time.
Welcome. Did you get everything you need?
Yeah.